What exactly is taking place there, Mr. Moyo?
Well, we're having guests from both outside Zimbabwe and from within Zimbabwe, from the government, business sector, as well as civil society, all of whom are looking at possibilities of working together towards development of Zimbabwe using the diaspora initiative, meaning that maybe accessing resources out of diaspora into Zimbabwe and getting investments going to ensure that the development projects or programs of Zimbabwe are implemented with participation of the Zimbabweans from the diaspora.
So how is this going to work? You're actually campaigning in the diaspora for people to invest their money in different projects.
Well, it's not like we're campaigning for it. Something that is now almost apparent that there is participation already from the diaspora, but it's not as structured as all that. So we're just trying to get it more structured, more attractive to the outside so that we can get more volumes going, and so that also the people who are participating from the outside, their resources can go through a channel that can encourage value addition, such as getting the money through either banks, and then the banks having a chance to reinvest that money in the local economy and growing it and making it possible for certain bigger projects to take place. So we're not starting something new, but we're just trying to get it to be optimized, if I may use that word.
In Zimbabwe, usually there are fears that if, let's say, some money is being handled by certain people, you hear some stories that there's some money missing here and there. Now, are you going to have specific banks handling that kind of money?
We are addressing those points precisely, that if money is coming through certain channels, which are sanctioned, which have certain procedures, that is actually mitigating or reducing the risk of that money falling into wrong hands and being abused or misused or mismanaged for that matter. So this is an effort to improve or lower the risk of simply sending money and maybe through other channels which are not quite regulated and then losing it in the process. Rather than doing that, we are saying let's do something that is innovative and encouraging and rewarding to the people who are actually sending the money from the diaspora so that they also can benefit from this process.
When are you going to start this project?
It's not a single project. I just use that as an example. There's issues of investment, there's issues of social services, reconstruction. There are issues of human rights and governance and so forth. So it's a broader thing. I was using the investment opportunity or the investment project, if you may call it that, as an example of what we're talking about. So there are three areas that we're talking about, which are broadly what I just mentioned.
So then at the end of the conference, what next? Are you going to go all over the world to look for Zimbabweans?
The Development Foundation for Zimbabwe, shortly known as DFZ, is going to then put everything into a program which will be implemented in such a way that we reach our people in diaspora in various parts of the world through either our website or through some other networks that we have, so that these people can participate in these programs if they wish. So they will popularize or promote the programs that we have come up with. So from here, we're going to take a mandate from the joint group that we have of both people from Zimbabwe, within Zimbabwe, residing within Zimbabwe, and people residing outside. So we'll take that and put it into a program and get it approved and try to then implement it. The process of implementation is a long-term one. Things are going to start coming in bit by bit. So we'll be launching this program today, launching another program the following time and so forth. So that's how it's going to work. It's not going to be, okay, we finish the work, the conference in Victoria Falls, and we start straight away. No, we're going to start now putting the recommendations that we're getting from this conference into action.
And then finally, Mr. Moyo, tell us a bit about the deliberations today, briefly.
It's nice, actually. It's quite encouraging to see the will that is there. There's a lot of will from all sectors, from all different angles, to actually engage with each other honestly and earnestly, trying to come out with something useful for the country. There's such a good spirit, I must say. And I believe that out of this we'll get a lot of, good things happening.
Is there any political will from politicians?
They are here and they are showing all the will that you can think of. They are quite interested. There's no politics at all so far. There's just the issue of saying that we recognize that there's politics. But for now, let's look at issues of development, and that's what is predominating.